And thanks for starting your week off with the KSFO Morning Show with Brian Sussman and Katie Green on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Already this morning on the KSFO Morning Show, we've had stories in the news where we're witnessing the blame game. No one wants to take responsibility for anything. It's always somebody else's fault. And it seems to be a problem that's been growing over the years. So finally, we got a book. David Bahnsen has written the book, Crisis of Responsibility, Our Cultural Addiction to Blame and How You Can Cure It. David joins us on the line right now. David, welcome to the KSFO Morning Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's a crisis of responsibility. I mean, this is a brilliant book. And it would just seem to the casual observer that this has been brewing for quite some time. So based on your research, when did it really start to take off in terms of just no one wanting to take responsibility for anything anymore?
Well, I mean, I think that you go back to the Garden of Eden to find the initial action of blame casting and so forth. But as far as American modern culture, it's been my opinion as kind of a center-right conservative guy that there's been a fair degree of identity politics and blame casting that's existed on the left for quite a long time. But what I get into in the book is that this is no longer a partisan matter. It hasn't been for quite some time. And I think that out of the 1960s and then evolving ever since, we've more and more morphed into a bipartisan societal problem of refusing to accept responsibility.
I love the biblical analogy you gave us. I mean, it was so bad. Think about this. This is the very first couple, the first two people on the planet. And the guy, Adam, turns to God who created him and said, hey, the problem is this woman that you gave me. Right? I mean, you talk about the blame game going to the first pages of recorded history. But you're right. There's something in the mix right now whereby we just love to point a finger at somebody else. But the beautiful thing about your book is you really show us how to use our own two hands and our brains to get things done and maybe improve things in the process, right?
Yeah, that's what the intention is. And I do it in two different ways. I kind of devote one track to that individual within their own life, the mentality, the character traits, and the behaviors that I think are most likely to lead to the good life. To one in which one can assert responsibility for themselves and enjoy a life of flourishing and happiness. But then I also try to approach it from a public policy standpoint and the broader culture and view the various issues that I think are getting in the way of the society being able to enjoy the aspirational fruits that, frankly, America's DNA has always been known for.
Right. David Bahnsen with us, by the way, the book Crisis of Responsibility. How much of this has to do with shifts in morality in terms of this crisis of taking responsibility?
I think it has everything to do with the shift in morality. It's one of the things I do in chapter three of the book, and I borrow heavily on the research of the famous sociologist Charles Murray, who wrote a book in 2013 called Coming Apart. And we look at how since the 1960s, the decline of the family has been a completely non-racial event. It's happened across all ethnicities. And that right now, the statistical evidence in even white America of men not getting women pregnant and not getting married, of men living at home well into their 30s, playing video games in mom's basement, of all of these different things that we might almost kind of laugh at and poke at, but the fact of the matter is they're not outliers anymore. They become systemic, and they are the direct fruit of, in my opinion, a society that has delved further away from basic morality.
And then, okay, so you've got the decline in morality, and how about the decline in patriotism? Because I know you discussed that as well in the book.
Well, and I don't know that I connect these dots as well as I should have in the book, but I will tell you, I think the decline of morality and the decline of patriotism come from the same place. I think that the further we break apart the mediating institutions of society, those moral links that are so important to good civic life, the family, community, church, synagogue, civic institutions, that these types of things result in a hollowed out middle that forces people to be either hyper individualist or hyper collectivist, but certainly not patriotic. Mm-hmm. And so you end up kind of from that same behavior, that same trend, suffering a decline in morality and a decline of good old-fashioned patriotism.
David Bahnsen with us. And again, the book, Crisis of Responsibility, Our Cultural Addiction to Blame and How You Can Cure It. Well, David, let's talk about some of the cures, because you do address that in the book.
Yeah, I do. And I think on the individual front, there's a couple. I mean, in chapter 11 of the book, I provide 10 proposed solutions for an individual to pull themselves out of that funk, suggestions and different perspective. And obviously, we won't go into all 10 right now. But the two I'll highlight for you that I've gotten the most feedback on that were most special to me were, number one, the repudiation of victimhood, a mentality of saying, I will not be a victim. And this is the most important part, even if you actually are. See, I really do believe sometimes people are hurt, they Sure. are offended, and they are genuinely victimized in bad business dealings or relationships or things of that nature. And yet, to give in to the victimhood, an attitude of self-pity, of defeatism, the fact of the matter is the only person who loses is yourself.
That's
and
great.
So having a spirit that can overcome by avoiding victimhood, which is the polar opposite of what we're told to do now. Now we're told to play into it, to play the victim card, and I think it's a destructive approach. But if there's time, I'll share one more with you, and
Please.
That is the concept. We talked about the Garden of Eden earlier. I believe we have got to understand that God made us to be producers before consumers, that we are to get our existential self-worth out of our productive capacity, mm-hmm. not our consumptive capacity. And this is where I think we've gone wrong. And it has, first of all, I say this as an economist, profound negative repercussions economically in the society, but it has profound individual, emotional, existential difficulties as well. We have higher dignity when we produce, and when we are only existing to consume off others' production, it inevitably creates a negative feedback loop.
Well, okay, that's a really interesting one, David, because we've had the statistics on the number of people, the percentage of people collecting welfare, and 35% of the homes in this country, according to latest statistics, that are headed by a citizen are actually taking some form of welfare. So it's as if the government is making it easier for people to become less, for people to be less productive, right?
Well, the government's been doing that for quite some time through the advent of New Deal and then Great Society. Mm-hmm. And we see that greater degree of dependency and what it has done. And yet I think what conservatives do so often is highlight the fiscal unsustainability of it mm-hmm. instead of the moral and human unsustainability of
Good
it.
Point.
People cannot be happy when they exist as a ward off others, when they are living at the dole of either the state or anything else. We're made mm-hmm. to be productive and self-sufficient. And yet, as a compassionate society, there are times in which people will need a helping hand, but the helping hand is to bring them back into being image bearers of God, co-creators. There's an entire sort of theology behind this, but even apart from my own faith approach to the issue, I think it's indisputable that dignity must be restored in the way we view work and in the way we view what we're here on earth to do. And I don't believe that the right or left is focusing on that. I think that even the right has too often fallen for the trap of what can be done to put a Band-Aid on this.
Well, you've written a great book. It's Crisis of Responsibility. David Bahnsen, is the author. David, thanks for spending some time with us. We'll get this all up at KSFO.com for maximum exposure and help you get the book out so our listeners can purchase it accordingly.
Thanks so much. Enjoyed being with you today.
Excellent. On KSFO.